Turkish media say the governor of Hatay province has blocked a police search of a truck carrying weapons for Syrian insurgents. Police were tipped off that the truck belonging to an aid organization was carrying arms for al-Qaeda-linked groups in Syria. But their search of the cargo was prevented by Hatay governor Celalettin Lekeziz and the vehicle went on its way. Reports say an army post then stopped the truck and found ammunition and weapons on board. Now the chief provincial public prosecutor is investigating the incident. Turkey is a vocal critic of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and has openly supported the insurgents fighting the government there. Ankara, however, denies arming militants in Turkey's crisis-hit neighbor. Back in December, local media said Turkey had shipped 47 tons of weapons to insurgents since June. Vrenya Kita is our correspondent with us now live from Istanbul. Vrenya, first of all, you were talking to us earlier on about the latest developments, but has there been any official reaction yet from the authorities about this, what could be called, scandal?
Yes, certainly. The Interior Minister had earlier in the day, in fact yesterday already, released a statement. He denies any conflict with the judiciary. He denies any conflict with this truck. He says that the truck is carrying aid to Turkmens inside Syria. To quote from a newspaper, the Hurriyet Daily newspaper, he said it was carrying aid to Turkmens in Syria and that the cargo was meant for the Turkmens there. He said the aid is for them and that everybody knows his own job. If this is the case, then local opinion has it that if this truck has been destined or was destined for Turkmens inside Syria, it shows for the first time an open acknowledgement from the Turkish government that it provides assistance to Turkmens inside Syria. And a little bit of information about the Turkmens: they're a very small, peaceful group inside Syria, and they are mostly unarmed. And they tend, or they seem to be, caught between the crossfire of different rival groups in Syria. So this is one of the views inside Turkey about the Turkish government providing, according to the Interior Minister's statement, aid directly to the Turkmens inside Syria. The governor did, as you said earlier on, prevent a search of the truck based on a warrant that the prosecutor had issued earlier, or what the prosecutor had issued once this truck had been accosted along this road along the Syrian border. The Hatay governor, he warns against legal action if the intelligence is prevented from carrying out their work. I use these words specifically because these words are posted in the governor's statement on a newspaper called Radikal in Turkey. The prosecutor Özcan Şişman, on the other hand, says that he could also, or that he would be continuing his investigation despite the fact that they were prevented from carrying out a search of the truck, and the truck had eventually been allowed to continue its journey into Syria. The truck had also alleged to belong to an aid foundation known as the Humanitarian Aid Foundation, or IHH. They initially denied it was their truck. They said that officials, Turkish officials, had not contacted them in any way related to this truck having been intercepted along this road. But officials, on the other hand, not from the IHH, Turkish officials, they have confirmed that the seized truck is not linked to IHH or to the International Humanitarian Aid Foundation at all. So this is the latest update that I can give you on the situation of this truck with weapons.
Thank you
very
much.
When you mentioned earlier on about 47 tons of weapons having been transported between or from Turkey to Syria since the summer, since June, that was actually based initially on a report by one of the United Nations departments that they had monitored 47 tons of weapons transported to Syria across the Turkish border. The Turkish government had at the time acknowledged that it was, the UN report was correct, it was right in stating that is that exact amount, but yes, they also said that the weapons were not assault weapons and that they were weapons intended for sports such as hunting. And that was the story we had on the 47 tons of weapons that had been reported in a UN from a UN department earlier on or late last year in December.